Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Cher Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hi, hi, how you doing?
Riggins, we've gone the whole morning and you haven't mentioned a thing about it being National Popcorn Lovers Day.
Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Oh my God, that's the biggest news ever. It's Popcorn Lovers Day.
Popcorn Lovers Day, not National Popcorn Day, but...
Yeah, it's National. Not to celebrate the popcorn. It's supposed to celebrate the people who love the popcorn.
Well, we love the popcorn. I love the popcorn. You love the popcorn.
It. Make it the popcorn and the silly face.
Do the popcorn. Rob hates popcorn. He said it gets stuck in his teeth.
Yeah, well, everything gets stuck in his teeth.
Yeah. Big gaps.
He got sticky teeth. Why are your teeth so sticky?
Piano keys teeth. Is that what you say?
Yeah. Keyboard teeth.
Keyboard teeth.
Yeah, I love popcorn. Ooh,
I love it too. Chicago mix, my favorite.
Yeah.
Really? That's why don't you go there then and get us some? Off you go.
Yeah, good luck.
I might get shot.
Yeah, the last thing you ever eat.
But I like, obviously, that movie popcorn and... popcorn that you get at the stores from the big poppers.
Yeah.
That's the best. I don't know what happened to our popcorn popper. We don't have it anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, TJ had this actual popcorn machine, like it's like you see in the movie theater in his basement. It was super cool.
That's a flex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I flexed all over that thing.
Yeah, what happened? You don't know?
I think maybe... when we moved, we gave it to somebody or something. I don't know. Or maybe it's in the garage. One side of the garage still isn't complete, and it's got some stuff in it that I got to clean out and all.
If I was buying your old house, I would have said, if I'm buying this house, I want the popcorn machine right. too. Keep it.
Yeah.
That would be cool if you had a slushy machine and a popcorn machine. Yeah.
They kept my pool table. And
they kept a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All my workout equipment and everything. They wanted all that.
Yeah. Did they keep the beer cooler?
No, I still have that. It's up in my TV room.
Is it really?
Yeah. And my little friend Jenny and her husband Michael, we have dinner every Thursday night. We have for 4 years since we've known them, every Thursday night. And sometimes we have dinner at our house. And I go to bed at my normal time and then... Jenny and Michael stay there with Jody and visit up until all hours of the night.
Heathens.
Oh, yeah. But, what were we talking about?
Eating dinner.
The beer refrigerator. Yeah. So the TV room in the new house is upstairs. And the first time Michael and Jenny came over to hang out on Thursday nights and we watched TV upstairs, they didn't seem like they were enjoying it that much. And then the next week they came over and Jenny said, let's stay down here and watch TV in the living room. Let's stay here. So, okay. Then Jody and I were up there later on before the next Thursday. And she goes, you know what? I bet Michael and Jenny don't like watching TV up here because it's too far away from the beer.
Oh.
Because they drink a lot of beer.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot. So I said, well, we'll fix that. And I hooked up my beer refrigerator thing upstairs, and now they can come in. They like it now. That was it. That was the trick.
Whoa. It's too far to walk to get beers.
Right. But anyway, that's my favorite kind of popcorn. My second favorite is what you make, Riggins.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I make popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
Actually be a tie.
Really?
I love that popcorn you make so much. The reason why I love it so much is because it's so salty.
Real salty. That's mm-hmm. the trick.
Yeah.
You know, there's only a few things you got to do right with popcorn. Make sure there's enough salt. Make sure there's enough butter. Mm-hmm. Everything else is kind of inconsequential.
Would you be interested in being a guest on my cooking show one day and make your popcorn?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. It's so easy. That's a perfect recipe mm-hmm. for your show.
Yep.
That's kind of the whole point. Do simpler things.
What, Alexis?
She asked to do the same thing.
I'm very upset right now. My feelings are hurt. Because the other day I asked you if I could be your sous chef and you said nope. Without even thinking about it, not giving it even a second.
Oh.
Why is that? Why are you offended by that?
Because you asked Riggins to come on your show.
It's Riggins.
So, it's Alexis.
Can I come on there and make burgers?
Rob, stay over there.
You can't even...
I mean, are you saying that you should be looked at in the same light as Riggins, Alexis?
I feel
is
like
that what you're saying?
We should all be
because
equals.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No favoritism in this place.
What?
That's how we work.
That's insane.
I don't like that.
I'm his favorite. Sorry. I mean,
and
I don't know.
It's Women's History Month. You should let me on the show.
Yeah.
Make
if
history.
I said, hey, it's Women's History Month, come cook something, Alexis.
How insulting.
Can you imagine?
I'm not even trying to cook.
What the feminists would be doing to me?
I just want to be.
Okay, come in the kitchen and let me boss you around. Yeah. That goes over like a fart in a diving helmet in Women's History Month.
Right in the kitchen where you should be.
Put an apron on.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn. So you'll do it, Riggins?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I'd love to. Now I'm going to do it for sure. Because she's such a snot
about
it.
Rob, do you want to do our own cooking show?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Right. Yeah, that'd be great, I bet.
Whatever. I don't want to be on your cooking show anyways.
Okay. Yeah, well, then it works out.
Yeah. Perfect.
I think the whole point of this ACTJ TV is to get different things. So, yeah, we should do
something. But my thing is that I asked him and he straight away said, nope.
What did you ask him to do specifically?
If I could be his sous chef one time.
Mm-hmm. A sous chef?
Yeah, meaning she comes in and helps and you know, well, you would chop stuff, I guess, if I need it.
Hand it to him. He's like, green peppers, and then I hand him the green peppers.
Yeah, but Riggins is coming on there specifically for something that he knows that TJ doesn't,
stay out of it.
And Riggins isn't looking just to have the spotlight on him.
Yeah.
He's there for the right reasons, which would be to just teach the people how to make his homemade popcorn.
And I can teach people how to be a sous chef.
A lot of people watching it saying, you know what? I can't cook. And so TJ's doing this thing where he's teaching simple recipes to people and all. So I'd rather just learn to be a sous chef.
People are clamoring.
Okay, there could be two people watching the show. One person learns the recipe, the other person learns.
You just want to be on TV. That's all it is. And your heart's not in the right place. And that's why I said no. If you come back and you show me that you're really in it for the real right reasons and not just so you can get, you know, thirst traps out on video or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're not just all about you.
Yeah. He's afraid like he's going to turn around and you're twerking in the video. He's got to.
How do I prove that to you?
I don't know.
What would I have to do?
I don't know. I'm just saying that the first approach just immediately told me that all you wanted was some FaceTime.
Okay, well, then
Riggins is interested in the actual art of helping people.
I mean, I can also give a recipe, but I'm not, that's your thing.
What recipe are you going to
give? I can make quesadillas, lasagna. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's another good. I'm going to ask the Hispanic girl to come show us how to make quesadillas, which a 3-year-old could do in an easy bake oven.
Yeah.
Oh, quesadillas, huh?
Quesadillas.
This is going to be a short episode.
Can you get as complicated as a grilled cheese sandwich?
Yeah. You take the tortilla, you fold it.
Done. There you go. Ta-da.
You put the queso inside?
Qué rico.
Then there's the sandwich style where you use a whole tortilla and then top it with another whole tortilla.
Yeah, and then you fry it a little bit.
So I use butter, crispiness. But you could use mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Today, I'm going to make a glass of water.
And then when you get when you get comfortable with that, you make an ice water.
You make.
And then we do boiling water.
Yeah. Oh, you got to graduate to boiling water. You got to take that slow.
It's a series?
Oh, good. Whatever.
Yeah, you want it too much. That's the problem.
But for not the right reasons.
It is, but how do you know that it's not for the right reasons? Do I tell you that my heart is in the right place tomorrow? Do I come in and tell you that now?
You can.
Hey, my heart's in the right place.
You're right. It may have just ruined the whole thing. You lost your chance.
Yeah, he needed to approach you, not the other way around.
Yeah. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like if you came in and said, "Hey, why don't I come help one day and we'll cook something and I'll get with some restaurants that I know and we'll give it to the poor. We'll feed the poor." Yeah. That would have been something, but it's too late for that now. You've already shown what you're in it for.
Are you not cooking for the poor?
Yes, I am.
I'm poor, so let me be. Let me come and eat the food.
Help me.
Help me. I'll sit down and eat the food.
But the thing is that my wife's trying to get in it for selfish reasons too.
Is she really?
Yeah, because she wants whatever I do for the cooking show because it's done at my house. That's what we eat for dinner that night.
Oh, no way. Oh, this is double. Yo, this is working for her, too.
Because she's like, what's your first one going to be about? And then I told her, which it comes on tonight at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on acetj.tv and YouTube and all kinds of stuff. And I told her what it was going to be. Okay, good. And we'll just have that for dinner.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
So Mr. Todd, the video guy, cameraman, was he was my taster, because I always think it's weird when somebody cooks something and then they taste it themselves and start talking about how good it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, of course you're gonna say that. Sure. You just cooked it. So and he would say if he didn't like it that much.
But
he wanted a lot more than what I gave him to taste on camera. And I was like, that's what Jody wants for dinner tonight.
Yeah, this is working out perfectly for her. She's like, I don't have to do nothing tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how much influence she has. She's like, I was thinking about a great video idea. It's just her favorite things.
Yeah, it's just whatever she wanted for dinner.
Yeah.
I was thinking, why don't y'all just go ahead and do 5 of them this week.
I'll freeze them. It'd be great.
Get them in the can. Getting ready to go.
That's so fun. Does she make an appearance? She's not in the video.
No. Right?
Good.
Mm-mm. I'm keeping her out of it.
Yeah.
She got her own thing. I'm tired of people on my coattails, you know?
I get it.
Just tired of people using me as a springboard into whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Listener the other night at the – did I tell you about that? We ran into a listener at the Tracy Lawrence and Clay Walker concert. We were leaving. And I recognized her from being in Second Chance Prom so many times. And I said, "Hey," and she goes, "TJ," and she came over and she was going to hug me, saw Jody behind me, and then the hug with me was just like, and then Jody.
Oh.
And then she and her sister both ran over. It was like Jody was a dang Princess Di out there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Jody was all drunk.
Was she?
Yeah. I love her.
She loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's a little star.
She'd been in them 16-ounce concert beers.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
She can put down the beers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not like my little friend Jenny can.
Yeah, I don't know that
damn Sam Adams couldn't. And he's in the business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she like damn Stone Cold. Crushing beers. That is amazing.
Mm. Michelob Ultra.
Michelob.
But, so, popcorn sometimes. It won't be anytime soon. I still got to get a bunch of stuff going and all that. But I just have that on the plan somewhere.
It's perfect for the video series. Mm-hmm. It's just simple, easy, cheap. Anybody can do it.
Yeah. And the only thing is, I know you'll need plenty of notice for dog walking and whatever, because you have to stay a little later in the day.
Yeah.
So
yeah, as long as we can do it in my apartment on my schedule,
right? On Saturday morning.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Thank goodness it is no longer taboo to talk about having good mental health and strong ways to deal with stress and anxiety and those types of things. So here is something that you really need to look into because it is so beneficial. It is Noom Mood. Now, you're aware of Noom weight loss and how much help it has given so many people. Well, Noom Mood is just as fantastic as the original Noom weight loss, and it's to help you deal with stressful situations in life and to stop letting stress control you. You should not give stress that much control over you. You will learn to control the stress with Noom Mood. I have a very close friend who has already been using Noom Mood, and she says that her stress level has lowered because she's already learned how to handle different situations differently than she has her entire life. So she's already experiencing the greatness that Noom Mood has brought to her life. Now, it's backed by science, and it is based on psychological principles, and they teach you about your relationship with stress and anxiety. So here's what you need to do. You sign up for the trial today at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. You need to start worrying less and feeling happier. And the way you do that is by starting with the trial of Noom Mood. Do it today and start feeling better about your life. That's Noom, Noom.com/AceTJ.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Hey, we're sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. If you're in need of some heavy-duty cleanup at your house, or your office, or whatever, where there's been a disaster happen, fire, smoke, flooding, any of that stuff, or you got mold, that's bad business. The mold is bad business. Did y'all know that, or did y'all think it was healthy?
No.
Because y'all are idiots.
Gets you sick.
It's a vegetable. Yeah. Mold. Grows naturally.
Yeah.
It's good for you. So, if you got any of that stuff, go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul Davis's emergency technicians will be ready to go. Paul Lovett. Paul Lovett. There's a survey that they did with 3,300 people. About 3,300 people. Alexis, that's 3,300. And they're trying to find out what their familiarity with and interest in sex robots would be.
Perfect.
15.5% of people have had relations with or own a talking sex robot. 15.5%. I don't know if I believe that.
There's no chance in hell.
Yeah, it's a have had it, have made the relations with it, or own one.
So you think it's higher?
No,
I think it's way lower than
that. I think it's less than 1%.
Yeah. More people would have would make the sex with a robot than invite someone for casual making of the relations.
Maybe a guy.
What do you mean? A guy would?
Like a guy would do that. I don't think a girl would rather do it with a robot.
Hmm. I think it would be the other way around. Because women already have robotics in their relations life.
Yeah, I mean, they're being...
those things are considered... Some of those things are considered robotics, right?
Yeah. They're being hypocrites, but they absolutely probably would not be as inclined to do it.
So why do you think men would rather have the relations robot?
Because that way they don't have to hear the woman talk.
Exactly.
Perfect. Bingo. Perfect.
I am so proud.
Yep.
You got it.
You've learned so much in your short time here, Alexis.
Mm-hmm. Quiet. After they're done, they just turn it off.
Just be quiet.
Let's see. 57% of people wanted to talk to and interact with a sophisticated sex robot. 50% said they would be interested in having sex with one, the sophisticated robot. They said that 50% of the people think it's possible to form a genuine romance and romantic attachments to sex robots.
No.
I don't think it is.
No.
Unless you're crazy.
41% of respondents believed that using a sex robot qualifies as cheating on a romantic partner. 42% said that they they'd have a threesome with a sex robot and their partner given the opportunity. Now that would be weird.
That is weird. So weird.
Now, two robots in a threesome, that makes more sense than a human woman and a robot woman with a human man.
Hmm.
Say
it again.
It makes more sense for them to be, if it's going to be a threesome, for it to be two female robots and a male human rather than a male human, one female human, and female robot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine that there's a woman in a committed relationship that would be open to, that hasn't already done some kind of threesome scenario, that is comfortable with bringing in a robot.
Yeah.
She's like, you're not even bringing in a real person. You got to bring in a robot. There's no way.
Happens when they form these romantic attachments to a robot? Is it like every time, you know, you smell WD-40, you get turned on?
Metal. Is that what it is? Any time you hear a beep boop bop boop, you're like, oh, it's music to my ears.
R2D2 turns you on.
Don't talk dirty to me like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you go to a car wash, is it just all you can stand? You're like, oh.
Don't go to a robot convention. That will not be good.
I can't take it.
Yeah, I stayed in a hotel in Vegas one time where they had those robot dogs that would, you know, they were like they looked like Saint Bernards.
Yeah.
If you needed something in your room, they'd send that robot up there.
Mm-hmm.
If you were attracted to robots like that,
have sex with the dog.
Yeah, and that'd be a mess you don't want to open up.
You open the door. Would you like to come in?
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff wrong with that.
Yeah. The hotel calls your room. They're like, can we need that dog back?
It has a camera. We know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's crazy. But to answer your question about the forming romantic relationships, there was that bodybuilder. I think he was in Russia or something that ended up falling in love with one. And then,
but I thought that one was just a doll. I didn't know it was a robot one.
Well, I think that's what they were referring. They said sex doll.
They said robots, sex robots, like that that are programmed to talk and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
And more than half respondents thought that the sex robot of the future will make objectification of people worse.
I don't know what that means.
I guess because then you just start treating humans like they're robots and they don't have feelings or whatever.
Mm, that makes sense.
You know, robots ain't got no feelings.
Then
this is just disgusting.
I would have hooked up with the maid from the Jetsons. What was her name?
Rosie.
Oh, Rosie. I would have given it to her real good up in this, up in space.
Oh, not with her apron. Stop.
Yeah. I don't like them that big. Yeah, she was a little thick
for
me.
Yeah, she was too thick.
Thick robot.
Bigger. 44% of people were interested in visiting a cyber brothel.
Yeah, we've heard about those.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
They just clean
they just have a bunch of robots and you just go pick the one you want and go into a room?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the hell? What kind of world are we living in?
The future.
Could be improved.
And how devastating would it be if you are in love with someone and he breaks up with you or divorces you to be with his robot mistress?
Yeah, that's crazy. You must feel like a piece of...
I would hate that.
He left me for a robot.
Uh-huh.
I'm that annoying.
Exactly.
I'm that much of a turnoff.
That's a mirror.
Yeah.
He's looking in it. What is wrong with me?
Yeah. Because I wouldn't... If she left me for a male robot, I'd be like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, she's a freak.
Yeah, what a psycho.
Weird.
But I wouldn't take it personally.
Yeah. I bet women would, though.
Absolutely. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can only recognize why he's making that move, she doesn't talk back. You know, that's a horrible way to say it. She talks too much.
Talk back.
I don't like a woman that talks back.
Don't say nothing.
You know better than to talk to me like that when I'm hurting.
That's right. Brush my hair.
But... Do not tell my wife I said this, but I have gotten more and more fond of when my wife and I are just sitting talking.
Really?
Yeah. Since, you know, the kids are gone and it's just the two of us and all that.
I love that. You guys are so cute.
Yeah. Not as much, though, as what I love when the two of us are sitting together. And she's not talking.
That's number one.
You gotta ruin it.
But the other one is you know, making some strides.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when the kids are out of the house. You get to focus on your status as a couple. And
you guys are best
Todd,
friends.
Don't tell her that when she gets here to record the podcast today. Don't tell her I said that.
That's the cutest thing you've ever said.
Yeah, whatever.
Does it bother you that you know you'll never have that?
That's why I get so emotional.
more next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Family presents The Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Stand by for one-star strip club reviews. Stand by for one-star strip club reviews.
Pending.
So Mr. Todd comes in here trying to make me look bad. A couple weeks ago, out of nowhere, I saw a box of Dum Dums, little suckers, at the store. And I said, you know what? Riggins loves Dum Dums. I'm going to take him this box of Dum Dums. And I did, and he liked it. It's been on his desk, been eating on them since then. Every time Todd comes in, he eats about five of them. At least. So then he started feeling bad because he was eating all of Riggins' Dum Dums. And then he said, I'm gonna get him some Dum Dums to replace what I've eaten. And then he comes in. The box I got, Riggins, was 50 Dum Dums. And he comes in with a bag of 300.
I actually got two bags of 300.
And then you ate the other one?
The other is a half a bag in my back seat. I was like, that's how bad it is. I'm like, do I give Riggins the other half of that?
Like, well, he originally texted me. He said, hey, just a heads up, I'm going to replace the Dum Dums I've eaten on your desk, because I've eaten a bunch of them when I'm filming TJ and Jody's house, mm-hmm. the podcast. I said, well, they were a gift from TJ, so, you know, don't do it for me. He's the one that bought them. We all eat on them in the room. He said, no, I'm going to get them. And he sent me a picture of these huge bags. I don't even know where you get bags like this.
Amazon.
Is that right?
Yeah. And just do me a favor, Todd, and when you're eating the Dum Dums, remember that the sticky Dum Dum sticks do not go in the waste paper baskets.
Yeah.
Nothing goes in the waste paper baskets except for paper that's not sticky.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you'll make a promise on that, Mr.
Oh, we can buy 1,000 Dum Dums.
Yeah, mister.
Mm-hmm. There are four big ones in here right now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all we need. Mm-hmm. Big old Dum Dums.
Mm-hmm. They're so good. Love them.
You know what, Dum Dums, I'm, 77 now?
Mm-hmm.
And it still reminds me whenever I just see a Dum Dum, and especially eat a Dum Dum, it reminds me of going to the doctor when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Or the bank.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They give those at the sperm bank?
Shut up.
So gross.
Disgusting.
Your mama taking you when she has to go do her sperm banking.
Yeah. Going on down.
You get a sucker for the kid.
Need to make a deposit.
You're nasty.
I got to stop by the sperm bank on the way to the ball game. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
that would be funny, wouldn't it, if you had commercials that are like regular bank commercials, but for the sperm bank.
Sure.
Hilarious.
When it comes to taking care of your sperm banking needs.
Online sperm banking. Drive up ATM deposit.
Deposit on our app. Through our app. All right, Riggins. You say these are they the funniest ever, or just possibly the wildest ever?
They are certainly the wildest ones ever, right. And I don't even know. Are we only on the internet? We're only on the internet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is, some of these are on the edge that even, right. You know, and if I'm saying that, you know that they're wild.
Okay.
But I think they're pretty good this week.
All right, so if you, if you're sensitive to vulgarity, graphic language, you may want to check out at this point.
Yeah, I'll get to the really filthy ones towards the end, so we'll kind of warm up to that. But as you know, every week we go across this great country and we read real one-star strip club reviews from unpopular, unfashionable zip codes. And they are always a treat. These are all real. You can verify them for yourself. Google reviews, Yelp, they're all over the place. We will start at Spearmint Rhino Gentlemen's Club in Carter Lake, Iowa. Tom left a one-star review. I paid way too much for way too little fun. The $700 VIP room is a total scam. My dancer Ruby did not dance for so much as a single minute and then proceeded to tell me about her marijuana use for the next half hour. If I can get my money back somehow, I will. talking to my lawyer for a half hour will cost less. So she dances for a minute and then just starts talking about smoking weed. $700. And that was not the only complaint about the $700 VIP room. A lot of guys were not thrilled about that, but you willingly paid it. So I don't know what they were expecting. Then we can go to the Claremont Lounge in Atlanta, Georgia. John left a one-star review. This is the most disgusting strip club I have ever been to. And I've been to titty bars in China without indoor plumbing. This was worse. Smelled like an ashtray. The club, if you even want to call it that, is tiny and dirty. The bar is covered in duct tape. And quite frankly, everyone that worked there seemed to be an absolute C word. What? He used the real C word. I won't. Trying to class this up a little bit, you know. I've been to titty bars in China without indoor plumbing. This was worse. Now, the Claremont Lounge in Atlanta is the Atlanta's oldest strip club.
Yeah.
Kind of like a burlesque thing, but it's mostly stripping.
So you take a trip to China, and that's what you work into the schedule, into the events.
To the quote-unquote titty bars in China. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then, you know, they admit this with their full names on the internet. Unbelievable. Then we can go to Omaha, Nebraska. Not many strip clubs in Omaha, Nebraska, but American Dream is one of them. And a guy named Tony left a one-star review. Short to the point. James is a douche. He threw away almost half of my beer and tried to charge me for a new one. One star. James. I don't know who James is.
James.
Maybe an owner, maybe.
A bartender, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. Then we can go to Des Moines, Iowa, a place called The Lumberyard. And, you know, I always wonder, you know, these double entendres.
Yeah, it's a reference to wood.
It's some sort of wood reference. I guess. Uh-huh. Oh, you going to get wood here kind of thing in Des Moines, Iowa.
You don't get so much wood, it's like a whole lumber yard.
That's right. That's what it is. That's what it means, basically. Mm. Roy left a one-star review. I went here last Tuesday, and I was unimpressed. Whoever's on the mic needs to chill out a bit. Constantly complaining that people aren't tipping enough is obnoxious, and it's not going to make people tip more. If I want to sit back and drink a couple of beers I should be able to without being bitched at. I always spend money when I go to clubs. I get privates and at the stage, but not when some grown man's yelling at me. The dancers were okay, nothing special. One star. So he just didn't like the DJ.
Yeah, barking at him.
Yelling at him. But that's kind of a thing.
Yeah. Mr. Todd was a DJ at a strip club.
That's right.
Did the dancers come tell you, you need to tell them to start tipping better and stuff?
Oh, yeah. And then they would get, like, if a dancer wasn't doing well and you pull her off stage and she thinks she's doing well, you can tell she's killing the crowd, they get mad.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's their time. That's
their art.
Yeah. You're messing with their bag, bro.
Yeah. Exactly.
Think of Todd. You tell him they're not tipping enough.
Now this is kind of where we're getting to the more risque ones. So just a heads up, we'll go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at a place called Show and Tell. And Tom left a one star review. I don't know. This place was pretty gross. I've only been once, but the girls were kind of beat up looking. I will say it was fun trying to throw ones into a cup that a girl had shoved between her ass cheeks. But the lamp dances aren't private at all. They're just off to the side of the main stage, and they keep their clothes on, so it's pretty lame. I went here after leaving Risque's, and it was an overall step down in quality. One star. I like having a game.
Yeah, that's how you would get money, I would guess.
Throwing ones.
A competition.
Into a cup that she has between her butt cheeks. I kind of dig that.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Parlor trick kind of thing. Sure.
Because she gets the money either way. If you're trying to throw it up on the stage and you miss, she's still getting the money.
Exactly.
She picks it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having cornhole at a bar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
But in a different cornhole.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Different kind of cornhole. We have cornhole and you show up and you're like, where?
It's like a solo cup in my ass.
Yeah, they're like 9 o'clock. Just wait. Cornhole. It's going down. Oh. Doesn't seem like they'd have room for that. Then we can go to Mavericks in Sioux City, Iowa. Very short review from a guy named Ralph. If you're from the ghetto, then this is the place for you. 1 star.
That was it.
That was it. Okay. This is just a heads up. You're going to like it. Then we can go to Fantasia in Huntsville, Alabama.
They didn't have that in Huntsville when I lived there.
They didn't. I was going to ask you.
No, there was a, I think it was called Jimmy's, maybe.
Yeah.
Strip club was the only one.
Yeah. Now, this one is pretty aggressive. So, but this is real. Ron left a 1-star review at Fantasia's in Huntsville, Alabama. A true hole in the wall, located adjacent to an industrial park near a bridge over the river. Sorry. Very old building with one stage, a bar, and some tables. This is a topless club, but the girls will get totally nude if you go upstairs to the VIP rooms. The women there are mostly rejects from other clubs in Huntsville. Most were overweight or extra skinny. No real lookers there. However, there was one blonde with incredible fake tits and long, hard nipples. But still, not a real looker, though. If I ever get back to Huntsville, I don't think I'll visit this club again. Also, a $5 cover charge and a 1-drink minimum. The bar was very aggressive about making sure I got my 1 drink. Got to be better places in Huntsville. Good luck.
So, yeah, he did find a silver lining, though. It wasn't all negative. You know, he complimented that girl's boobs.
Her nipples were long.
That's long, and no, that's how he likes them. Oh. Oh.
I want to be able to swing from them.
That's so gross.
Yeah. Be able to damn do pull-ups.
Ew. That is disgusting.
That's his thing.
Ugh.
I mean, incredible. He's an incredible fake tease. I mean, and this guy leaves his full name. Like, they're just... What kind of person... I mean, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And complaining about $5 cover.
Yeah, and then he's bitching about the $5. Then we can go to, we'll wrap up in a place called Super Fuego in Hyattsville, Maryland. I love that name, Super Fuego. That means super hot, Alexis?
What super is, fire.
Super fire. Mm-hmm. Super fire.
Yeah.
Super fire in Hyattsville, Maryland. 1-star review from a guy named Jeremy. This place should be closed. I want to see nipples and buttholes. What? If I want to see...
Hey, Alexis, are you looking for those t-shirt ideas?
Yeah.
And each t-shirt has to be something from an individual on the show? That's Riggins right there.
I want to see nipples and buttholes exclusively.
That's a quote from Riggins on a t-shirt.
It's not a quote from me. And it's a quote from this guy. All right, shut up, Alexis.
I did go. Oh, good.
I'm going to start over.
Caught me off guard.
This place should be closed. I want to see nipples and buttholes. If I wanted to see females in bathing suits, I could go to the beach for free and have the same, if not a better time. Hopefully this place will go back to normal. 1 star.
Normal after they get their license renewed or whatever has happened there.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to go back to seeing the nipples, the buttholes. And he also included, I want to see nipples, buttholes, and another T word. Mm. But for... I mean, that's the kind of level of guy we're talking about here. I wouldn't even say that on this. But...
That
wow.
Was the best.
Isn't that amazing? He's like, I'm from Maryland. You could come find me. Add me on LinkedIn.
Did he mention LinkedIn. where his congregation is?
No, he didn't mention that. I don't know. Isn't that wild? Uh-huh. So, those are the 1-star strip club reviews. Those are fun. Yeah.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Ooh, look at me. I got watermelon dum-dum.
Hello.
And I'm so sweet.
Yeah.
You know, because peach is my favorite, but it's also Riggin's favorite. So I didn't get a peach. I went for my second favorite. To save the peach ones for him.
That's nice of you. Thank you. Those are the best kind, by far.
Now, you're the only one that I would do that.
I know.
I wouldn't even do that for my own children.
They don't deserve it. No.
Mm-mm.
No, these are very good, though. Watermelon flavored anything is pretty good.
Yeah.
Even bad watermelon flavored stuff is still pretty good.
That's what, Jody walks around with those watermelon blow pops.
Watermelon blow pops are good.
Mm-hmm. Watermelon. I love the gum. I love when I get to that gum, and I'll just chew it for hours and hours.
It's good forever. It really is.
Just like the rainbow gum. It lasts for days. Ooh. I'll park it on the headboard at night and get it right back the next morning. Mm-mm.
Watermelon Jolly Ranchers, really good.
Yeah.
Watermelon popsicles are bomb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Watermelon.
Watermelon's the best.
So delicious.
Rob doesn't like watermelon.
No.
I like the flavor, but not
actual watermelon. Mm. I could get a whole watermelon, cut it in half, and sit down and just eat it with a spoon.
Yeah.
Dig into it.
Alexis, does it bother you when Riggins says that he's the favorite?
Nope.
It doesn't?
Nope.
Because he's not just the favorite of the show people. He's the favorite of the listeners as well.
Yeah, I'm happy for him.
Yeah?
Certainly sounds like it.
I love that they love him.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's so nice.
It's the best.
Good for them.
Great.
But, I mean, he's been on the show since he was 15, it seems like. So.
Yeah.
A long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, how long have you been on the show?
A year and a half.
Okay, so, you know, he's got a lot of experience on you and everything. Of course, he was probably, after he was full-time on the show, he was the favorite way sooner than a year and a half.
It took me half as long.
I've been here almost 10 years, and I'm not close to
You'll get there.
Mm.
No,
it's okay. I don't want to dethrone you. You can be the favorite.
No, you can be the favorite. Sure. I got faith that you can easily be the favorite on another show.
I'm done with you guys.
Crazy People with Crystals.
That show where everybody is a psycho murderer but you.
Yeah.
And you'll be the favorite on that.
On TLC's My Strange Addiction.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you and your cat and your crystals.
They're ridiculous.
But it always gives you something to shoot for. You know.
Yeah. You shoot for the moon, you land among the stars.
It did take me a little bit to come to grips and be okay with the fact that I'm the most hated on the show.
You think that's true?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because the person that makes the most jokes and sarcasm and things like that is going to piss people off.
Sure.
I know a lot of the people off because, you know, a lot of people are just, they don't get dry sarcasm.
Yeah.
Like, you know how many people, women get mad at me when I used to say that Wednesday was media day for my wife. It's the only day I allowed her to watch TV or read anything.
They really believed that?
If they didn't believe it, then they didn't believe that it was funny, because like they said, well, I'm just joking. I'm being ridiculously sarcastic. But still, that's not funny.
You shouldn't joke about that.
Oh, my God.
He also joked that Jody was 300 pounds.
I remember that, because I remember thinking that I thought Jody was a big girl, and then I saw her, and I'm like, oh, she's not. She's...
Yeah, and just like that. Would I ever say that?
No.
If she really were 351 pounds?
And I remember thinking, like, he's really talking about her like that?
I also used to say I had a one-armed fighting monkey.
Yeah.
Knife-wielding monkey.
What was the name? Did you have a name for it?
Yeah, I had a name for it. I don't remember, though. But people get mad about that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you got to take into consideration, like, all of the, you know, liberals, socialists, Marxists, all of those, they get mad all the time. Because they're usually not the fun people in the room.
No.
Anyway.
No, no. But some of the biggest comedians there are beloved, but then also hated at some point. Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Amy Schumer.
So does anybody hate you?
Oh, yeah.
Riggins?
Oh, yeah.
I don't see that. I've never seen any hateful messages about you at all.
No, I get them. I do.
Yeah, usually with me, it's one extreme or the other. The people either really hate me or they really, really like me.
Yeah.
But Riggins has, like, across the board, it's pretty much... people liking him.
So you think people hate me?
No.
It's better, but it is better to be hated than for people to be indifferent, you know?
Yeah.
If you can elicit a reaction.
Yeah, because if you don't elicit a reaction, then you're just a plain, boring,
whatever. Houseplant.
Yeah. I guess. That's a good way to look at it.
I'm trying to soften this up for you.
You're doing a good job. Thanks. Like, you don't want to be a houseplant.
Shut up.
I mean, it's actually a good thing when people, you know, say that you're of the devil and insane.
Of the devil.
It's a compliment.
I don't like that, Alexa. She's of the devil.
Of the devil.
With you.
You never heard that. Old people saying that.
Of the devil. Yeah. That's of the devil.
Hey, it's only one thing wrong with that boy. I mean, you can sit and examine him all you want to, but that sumbitch is of the devil. I mean, no way he's acting like that and he ain't possessed.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I ain't messing with him. He's of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, though, love the fact that you talk about vibes and energy and crystals and... in an animal being your soulmate and those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like that. And there are also a lot of people who speak like you do by calling restaurants spots. And when they're sad or feeling sorry for themselves or whatever, they say they're up in their feelings. You know? Yeah. So they like that. So, you know, it's a familiar thing that they're used to hearing. Not in a sophisticated place.
Exactly. No. Like, where is it? What's coming?
Yeah.
And where?
So we've each, you know, we've all got our little corners.
Yep.
Where people like us. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm being serious.
Yeah. Wait. No, I believe it.
Okay. No, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's great.
Love it. Something else. No, like, oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Pretty good analization there.
Just start saying it like, I analyzed this and I have some interesting things to report.
I'm a football analyst.
It does. I mean, it should be that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm an analyst.
I'm an analyzer.
You do what is it you do? Analyze things.
Analyzer, you know?
Yeah, it was like the guy on Arrested Development.
Yeah, that's all I can think of.
An analyst and a therapist. So he was an analrapist.
Analrapist, right.
He put them together, an analrapist.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever
heard
in my life.
Why is that funny? Write it down and read it.
Mm-hmm.
Analrapist. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2020.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.